Bezal Hashem Yisbarach, Yumad Daf Tesam Beis Yudam Adav. We start from the first of the wider lines. Mikdash Rishon Bnei Macharav. Why was the first base of Mikdash destroyed? Bnei Gimel Dvar, because of these three things, Shahayba, that were rampant in those times. Avodah Zarah, Gilei Raos, and Shvichas Damim. Avodah Zarah is the Ichzer, the Pasuk says, Ki Katar Matzah Mishtareya. The bed was too small to stretch out on. My Katar Matzah Mishtareya, what is this Pasuk referring to? It was this location, this mikdash, was too small for two entities to coexist, ke'echad, because Menashe, as Rashi is going to say, is referring to Menashe putting the heichel in the talim in the heichel. Sorry. So, because there were two entities that were being served in the Beis HaMikdash, was destroyed. And the cover is too small to enter. When Rabbi Yonasan got to this pasuk, he would cry. Amar, he said like this, it says by the Rabbeinu Shalom that he's kindness kaneid mehayam, that he brings the water of the seas in to like a flask in order to create dry land. Nasis loy masicha tzara. Could it be that there's a cover that's too small for him? So, you see how tragic that is, and as a result of that, the fact that they were ma'amid salam behechal, that the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, among other things. Rashi says, Mishtareya, Darish, Vidarshin, this word as a neutrikon, Mishtar Rea Echa, to coexist with another companion. Shnei Reim is a Tzelem Shamir Menashe Behecha, referring to the idol that Menashe put in the Hecha. Tzara is a Lashon of Reyes, Kishtei Nashin, Leish Echa, like co-wives. Asta Tzarasa, it says by, we learned on Rosh Hashanah, by Chana, that her co-wife used to antagonize her. Isha lachaisa leisikach l'tzrar, and it says, well, we're going to lean on Yom Kippur, that a person should not take a woman and her sister as co-wives. So that's avoda zara. Gilei Raos, the pasuk says, v'yomer Hashem, yanki gal b'nei tzion, the b'nei tzion become high, lofty, gaiva, v'selachna, solution, selachna, Natiya's garden, and they would go with their next stuck out. Mishakris einayim, halach v'tafuf, and they would do things with their eyes. They would walk slowly, telachna, v'aglein ta'ach sena, and with their feet they had venom. Let's see what that means. Yanki gavah b'nasiyan, darshan the pasuk line by line, and as we mentioned that Rashi and Shabbos says that this is referring to women who were married and they were trying to entice other men. They used to have tall women would walk alongside short women to make themselves stand out. They used to walk around very tall and with gaiba. They used to put on eye makeup. They walked heel to toe, which is a way of walking slow to draw attention to themselves, and to walk straight. They used to take myrrh and balsam wood oil, fragrant things, and they put them in their shoes. When they came to the unmarried men, they would stomp and they would spray them with this perfume, machnisim ben yitzhar ka'eris, and the yitzhar would enter them like the eris of an achna, the Bach says, ka'eris da achna. Okay, and shvichas damim, the pasuk says, gam dam naki shafach menashe harbi ma'od, that even innocent blood menashe spilled ad asher malo es Yerushalayim palapayot, to the point that it filled Yerushalayim from one end to the other. So over here the Bach puts in the words that we're going to see later in the Gemara, that Rishayim hayu el shetala b'tchoinim, they were Rishayim, but they trusted in their Rabbeinu Shalom. We're going to see that drasha soon. We'll see our Gemara works it out, that we don't have to put it in over here. But let's see. Ava mikdash sheni, the Gemara asks like this. Ava mikdash sheni shayu eizkim b'tayra mitzvahs u'gmilas chasadim. There was a tremendous amount of Torah and mitzvahs and gmilas chasadim in the time of the Bayis sheni. Mipnei ma'acharav, And that's with the Kohanim Gedolim that were paying their way in and dying every year, at least. Mibnei Malcharev. So with all these tremendous zechuyos, why was the Beis Hamikdash destroyed? Mibnei Shehayzu b'sinas chinam. Because they had sinas chinam. Rashi explains in Shabbos that sinas chinam is hating somebody that you are not allowed to hate. There is a framework for that in the Torah. Coming to teach us that baseless hatred is equivalent to the big three cardinal sins of Avodah Zarah, Gevurah, Ra'as, and Shrichas Damim. Now, this is where we have this in the Gemara. Rishayim Hayu, the people of the Mikdash Rishon period, which we'll see in a second, were Rishayim, Ela Shetal B'Tchonu B'Kadosh Baruch Hu. They trusted in the Rebbeinu Shalom. That's also in the Mikdash Rishon. That's referring to the Mikdash Rishon. Because the Pasuk says over there, Rasheh B'Sheichah Yishpoitu, that the leaders would take bribery to judge, B'Kohaneha B'Mechir Yoru, and the Kohanim would teach, or Paskin, for money, V'Neviyah B'Kesef Yaksumu, and the Neviim would prophesize for money as well. V'Al Hashem Yishanu, and they relied on the Rebbeinu Shalom. Lemur saying, Haloy Hashem b'kirbeinu le'sova aleinu ra. Hashem is in our midst, nothing bad is going to happen to us. Lefikach, so as a result of that, hevi alein HaKadosh Baruch Hu gimel gzeres, k'nega gimel averes shebiyadam. So the Rebbeinu Shalom brought three decrees upon them, corresponding to the three averes that they had. Shenemer lechem b'glalchem, Pasuk in Micha says, that for your sake, tzion tzadok techrash, on account of you, that is, tzion will be plowed like a field, Yerushalayim ayin tiyeh, Yerushalayim will be destroyed, Bahar Habayas Labamas Yar, and the Harabayas will be like a forest. So those three things were a result of the three Averis that they had. Rashi says, Rishel, Vishoicha Yishpoitu, Sefer Dekra. Again, Rashi sounds like he doesn't have the same as Gemara, but Alashem Yishanu Lemar, Halashem Bekibenu. They trusted in Hashem, saying that he's in our midst, nothing's going to happen to us. But Lema Mikdash Rishon, Kaz going to Mikdash Rishon. They got the Shalosh Gezeres, Sadeh, Ayin, and Bamas Yar. It looks like the Bach takes out the rest of this Rashi with this Psukim. Fek de Gemara, U'b'mikdash Rishon l'haya be'sinas chinam. There's no sinas chinam in the first Mikdash. V'aksiv, Megure el Charev, Hayu. They gathered together with swords. As Ami, my nation, and therefore we're going to mourn by slapping our thighs. It's a lesson of grief. And this pasuk is referring to the people that eat and drink together, and they stab each other with the swords of their tongues, or the daggers of their tongues, because you don't really stab with a sword. That wasn't talking about everybody. That was talking about the leaders of Klal Yisrael. Tichsev, the pasuk says at the beginning, Zog v'Hilel ben Adam, cry out and wail ben Adam, referring to Yecheskel, ki hi haisa ba'ami. This is what was my nation. V'tanya v'Zog v'Hilel ben Adam, yachal akol, we might think that he's wailing over everybody, Tamal Loimar, the pasuk continues, b'chol nesiyei Yisrael. Ki hi haisa ba'ami, hi b'chol nesiyei Yisrael. Where the Megurei Al Cherev Hayu, it's the end of the pasuk. As Ami, they're the ones who would speak bad, not the entirety of Klal Yisrael. But in the times of Mikdash Sheni, it sounds like the entirety of Klal Yisrael was steeped in sinas chinam. Okay, Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Lazar, Dami Tarvai, Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Lazar both said, Rishonim shenizgala avoinam nizgala kitzam. The Rishonim whose sins were revealed nizgala kitzam. So it was told to them they did their averes before Hesia. And the time that they were going to be in Galus was also revealed to them. Achreinim shalinis gala vaynam, but the achreinim who were rotten on the inside, sinas chinam is an internal thing. Loinis gala kitzim, it was not revealed to them when they were going to be redeemed from this bitter Galus that we are still in. Rashi says, nisgala vaynam lohayim achas and b'sheim, they didn't cover up anything. Nisgala kitzim lefi, malois, lebavel, shivim shana, efkar eschem. Rashi quotes the pasuk in Yirmiyah, it says that after 70 years we're going to be redeemed from Bavel. Acharenim lo nizgala avoinam b'nei mikdash sheni v'shayim hayu b'seizer. And therefore, their aveir was not revealed. We see that we find that by the ganef and the gazlin. The gazlin steals before Hesia, he only has to pay once. But a ganef who does his averus b'seiser as if the Rebbeinu Shalom is not going to see. So he's afraid of people and he's afraid of the Rebbeinu Shalom. He pays double. Okay. Amar Rabbi Yechanan. Rabbi Yechanan said, Toiva tziporin shel rishonim, a nail of one of the people in the Mikdash Rishon period is better, I mean, crazier than the entire midsection shel acharonim, than a substantial part of the body of the later people. Amar Rabbi Shlakish, Rabbi Shlakish challenged that. Adarabba, on the contrary, acharonim adifi, af al gav de ikashiba malchias, even though we're in Galus, we don't have our land, and we don't have Beis Hamikdash or anything. He's referring strictly to Yeshiva Malchus, but Ka'aski b'Torah. But nevertheless, look at all the Torah. Amalei, no. Rabbi Yochanan said back to him, "Bira Techiach." They got the Beis Hamikdash back. We didn't get the Beis Hamikdash back. Shechaz the Rishonim v'lei chaz the Acharonim. It returned for them. It didn't return for us. If we were really doing what we're supposed to be doing, if we really where we're supposed to be in Rochnias, we would have the Beis Hamikdash. So even with the excessive amounts of Torah, and that's in their times, nevertheless, the Rishonim were greater. Rashi says, Birat Chiyach, Beis HaMikdash. We had on Daf Beis and Aleph, Machlokes, what Bir is. Bir is the whole Har Bayis, Makom and the Mikdash. The whole Mikdash is called Bira. It was a Makom and Har Bayis, or the whole Mikdash, that's what it was. Here it sounds like, this is Rabbi Yochanan over here saying that Bira is the Beis HaMikdash. Over there, Rabbi Yochanan said, Makom Hai Bahar Abai is a Bira Shmai. Okay. Zokt the Gemara Vayter. Shalos Rabbi Lazar, they ask Rabbi Lazar, Rishonim Gedolim or Acharonim Gedolim? Who is greater, the Rishonim or the Acharonim? Amar Lahem, Tenuei Neichem, Bira. Take a look at the Beis HaMikdash. Meaning, they had a Beis HaMikdash, or we don't. Some say Amar Lahem, he said to them, Eidechem Bira, your aid, your witness will be the Bira that has not returned for us. Rashi says, Eidechem Bira, Binyan Bayis Eid Lachem, the building of the Beis HaMikdash is an aid to you, B'davar Shalei Chazer Lanu, it didn't return for us, it returned for them. Rish Lakish Avasachi B'Yardin, Rish Lakish was swimming or washing in the Yardin. Also Rabbi Barchana came and Yav Le'yada, and he gave him his hand. Amar Le'y, Elakas, Anino Lachu. So Rish Lakish said to him that the Rebbeinu Shel Olam has a taina on the Bnei Bava. Tichziv, because the pasuk says, this is a pasuk in Shir Hashirim, Im chaymehi nivne ale tiras kesef, if it is a wall, shall have built upon it a tiras kesef, something made out of a silver crown. V'im delas hi natzar ale aluach eres, and if it's a door, it will have upon it a cedar plank. Imas isem asim chem kichayma, if you make yourselves like a wall, which is one solid unit, balisem kulchem bimei Ezra, and all of you would have gone up in the times of Ezra, nimshaltem kekesef, you'd be compared to kesef, she'ein rekev shalipa, which doesn't rot. And everything would have been intact. We'll see Rashi in the Bayis Sheni, the Shechina would have come up entirely, would have rested entirely in the Bayis Sheni, just like it did earlier. Achshav shalisem kedalseis, now that you come up like doors, and the way doors work are, if you have double doors, it's possible to have one open and one closed. So if people came up like doors, where one, some people came, some people didn't, nimshaltim ke'erez, now you're compared to cedar, wood, sharekev sholepa, which can rot. My erez, what's the rot that we're talking about? Amar ula sasmagar. It's a certain type of insect or something that rots wood. Okay. Zokt Rashi. Sanina l'chu, l'chol b'nei Bavel, the Rebbeinu Shalom is angry at the b'nei Bavel, shalei olav b'mei Ezra, that they didn't all go up in times of Ezra, manu shechina milavai milosha b'shus b'ayis sheni, and that prevented the shechina from dwelling in the b'ayis sheni. Nimshalu kikesev she'ina nirkev, it would have been compared to silver, which is not rat. Kach lo'i ha'isem chaseyim shechina. It wouldn't have been lacking the shechina, just like the first mikdash. But now they came like Kedalsa is Shar Shish Bashedalsa. If you have a gateway that has two doors, you can, it's possible to have one open, one closed. Kach, Elise and Lechatzon, you only came up in halves. So it's a taina, so the Shechina is only going to be a partial Hashros Hashechina over there. Sharekev Sholet by Mikzosai, Telas, Achlosai, the way it works with Erez is that the toilas, the bug, whatever it is, eats part of it, and some of it remains. Kach tzas chazan shechina hayasham. There was a partial revelation of the shechina there, v'kula lo haya, but it was not entirely. My Erez, my nimshaldan le Erez, the Amar, what does it mean that we're comparing it to an Erez? Because Erez is subject to Amar Ula Sasmagar, which is Shahazaz Mechasai Megara Bifnim. It eats away at it from the inside. Sasmagar is a Shem Talas type of insect. Sounds like. My Sasmagar, Fekti Gemara, what's Sasmagar? What's this partial Shechina, Rashi says? Klemar Lama Nimshalu Babaya Shemla Sasmagar. What's it compared to? The Indian Shriya Shechina. Rabbi Abba, Baskol, they didn't have full-fledged Nebuah, they didn't have the Ruach HaKadosh they had in the Bais Rishon, they had only a Baskol. K'detanya, Mishamesu, Nevi'im, Rishonim, Chagaz, Chayim, Malachi, when the last three of the Nevi'im passed away, Nistalka, Ruach HaKadosh, Mi'Yisrael, so Ruach HaKadosh departed on that level, Badayin, Hayim, Mishtam, Shem, Baskol, and they still, nevertheless, were able to hear a Baskol. Rashi says, "Amar Rabba Baskol v'nishtay lehu ka'asher nishar min ha'erez miktas mua." A little bit epizvos remained from the Ruach HaKodesh. Frekti Gemara, Reish Lakish mi'mishtay b'hadi Rabba Rachana. Would this conversation have ever really happened? Would Reish Lakish have really spoken to Rabba Bar Rachana? Uma Rabbi Elazar demar de Eretz Yisrael hava. Rabbi Elazar was the mar de Eretz Yisrael. He was the eminent Talmid Chacham in his time, whether that's in everything or in specific areas. And we're going to see that this story happened when Rabbi Yochanan was still alive. So, however that fits in. But whatever it was, Rabbi Elazar, who was a one of the Gedolei Torah in the time, v'lehav mishtar Reish Lakish b'hadei. Reish Lakish wouldn't speak to him in public. Demand mishtar Reish Lakish b'hadei b'shuk. Because anyone that Reish Lakish would speak to in public, in the marketplace, Yavale Iska was obviously such a trustworthy person that people would do business with them. They would give them an Iska, B'loi Sa'adi, without witnesses, because we wouldn't have to worry about them saying, never happened. So Zokta Gemara, so if he wouldn't talk to Rabbi Lazar, Bahadeh, Rabbi Bar Barachana, Mishtai, he would talk to Rabbi Barachana, who was a generation later. Amarab Papa Shali Gavar Benayu. So we're gonna have to change the story. Oy Reish Lakish Hava Uzeiri. If the story actually happened with Reish Lakish, that he was the one who was washing in the river, then it was Zeiri who stuck his hand out to him. Apparently Zeiri was on a higher from an earlier generation or something that Reish Lakish would have spoken to him in public. Oy Rabbi Bar Chana, if the story Taka happened with Rabbi Bar Chana, Rabbi Lazar, it would have been Rabbi Lazar and not Reish Lakish. So, Kiyasul Kamei de Rabbi Yochanan, whoever it was, whether it was Reish Lakish or Rabbi Elazar, I'm sorry, when they came in front of Rabbi Yochanan, Amar Leh Lav Hainu Taima, that's why there wasn't Shechina in Bayis Sheni. If Inami Saliku Kulu Me Ezra, even if they would have all come up in the times of Ezra, Lo Yehava Shari Shechina Mikdash Sheni, the Shechina would not have dwelled in the Mikdash Sheni. Before we see the Drasha, let's just catch up on that Rashi. Shali Gavar Benayu Oy Haruchitz Tachlif. You'd have to change who the one who was washing was. Oy Apoishit Hayat. Irv Shem Ben Lakish Hava. If it was Reish Lakish, Haruchitz was the Ruchitz. Then Zeiri Poshet Layad. Then it was Zeiri who reached out to him. Oy Rabbi Barachana Poshet Layad. Or if it was Taka Rabbi Barachana who reached out to whoever was in the water, Rabbi Lazar Hayar Ruchitz. And Rabbi Lazar was the one who was being Ruchitz. So Kiyasa Rav Shem Ben Lakish. So Rashi is going with this version. Interesting. That Rashi says, when Reish Lakish came from Rabbi Yochanan, v'siper le'kach amarti le'pleini. This is what I told Pleini. So, sounds like it would have been Zeiri, according to the Chedron of the Gemara. Rashi's not committing to that. Look to Gemara, he said that even if they all would have come up, it wouldn't have helped, because of there was never destined to be Shechina in the Mikdash Sheni. Because the Pasuk says, yafta elokim le'yefes, V'yishkan ba'alei shem, that Hashem will give beauty to Yefes, and he will dwell in the alei shem, in the tents of shame. Afagav the yaf elokim leYefes, even though the Baruch Hashem gives beauty to Yefes, ena shchina shere ela ba'alei shem. The shchina is only going to dwell in the tent of shame. Dahainu, only in the base of Mikdash that was built by Semites, and not by people who came from Yefes. Rashi says, "Af bisha yafdel kin liyefes shezachu parsiyam livnas by a sheni." The Parsiim Taka built a bayis sheni. Kairish, Dayavish, we learned in Maseches Rosh Hashanah. Ein Shechina Shara Elav Mikdash Rishon Shabana Shlema Shaba Mizar Shal Shem. The Shechina only rested in the first Beis Hamikdash, which was built by Shlema Melech, who came from Shem. Okay. Frekti Gemara, Parsoi Minalan de Miyafes Ka'asus. How do we know that the Persians, Taka, came from Yefes? The Chzir, the Pasuk says, B'nei Yefes, were Goymer, Magoy, Mada, Yavan, Tuval, Mashach, and Tiras. So Goymer, Zegarmamia. The Goyim changes this, as we know, to Germania. Famous thing, he says this is Germany, come from Yefes. Magoig is Kandia. Magoig refers to Kandia. Madai zu Makedonia. Bash, it sounds like Macedonia. The Bach changed it to Madai Kimashma, and Yavan is Macedonia. Yavan is referring to Macedonia. A different gears. Tuval is referring to Beis Uniki. And Meshach is Musia. Tiras is a machlokes. Tiras pligibar Rabsima Rabbanan Vamila Rabsima and Rabbanan. Chad Amar zu Beis Tariki. One says it's Beis Tariki. V'chad Amar Paras zu Paras. And Tani Rav Yosef Tiras zu Paras. And Rav Yosef Taka learned that Tiras was Paras. So the youngest of the people listed, the last of the people listed in this pasuk of the Bnei Yafes, is Tiras, which we are saying now is Paras. So that's how we see they came from there. Now we're going to darshan some more names. While we're here, Safta, Vrama, Vesavtika. Who are all of these? Tani Rav Yosef, Sakistan, Gaviyasa, Sakistan, Brayasa. Safta and Savtika is referring to Sakistan, the inner Sakistan, and the outer Sakistan. Bein Chada L'Chada Mea Parsi. Between one and the other is 100 parsa. Vekefa ava parsi. And the circumference of it is, of this area is 1,000 parsa. Okay. Vati reishas mamlachtoi. And then we have another pasuk. Referring to Nimrod, it says that the reishas mamlachtoi is bavel ve'arech ve'achar ve'kolana ve'kalna. Bavel is kemashma. Bavel is referring to bavel. Arech is orichos. That's referring to orichos. The art scroll has translations, explanations for all of these. V'achar zu bashkar. Achar is referring to bashkar. And kalna is noifer ninfi. It's referring to city of noifer ninfi. Min ha'aretz ahi yatza asher. So from that land came asher. Tani Rav Yosef, asher is silek. Asher is referring to silek. Ve'yiven es Nineveh. Plus it continues, he built Nineveh and rechov is ir. Ves kalach. Nineveh, kemashma. Nineveh is referring to Nineveh. Rechoves ir is zu paras de Meshan. That's the city of paras of Meshan. And kalach is paras de Borsif. And kalach is the city of paras in Borsif. Okay. Ves resen bein Nineveh bein kalach hi ha'ir agdoila. And Resen, between Nineveh and Kalach, which is the big city. Which one's the big city? Resen is Resen is referring to Aktispain. It's referring to Aktispain. Hi ha'ir agdoila. So we know from yesterday's Slichas that Ir agdoila is Nineveh. But the Gemara is going to learn that right now. Hi ha'ir agdoila, eini adea in Nineveh ha'ir agdoila, and Resen ha'ir agdoila. Which one's the big city? When the pasuk says explicitly in Yoina, which we're going to learn in Yom Kippur, was the Ir Agdoila, Lelukim, Mahalach Shleishas Yomim. Habayomer Nineveh here Ir Agdoila. Vaistoi is that Nineveh is the Ir Agdoila. Okay. Now let's talk about some giants. So the Gemara, Visham, this is referring to by the Meraglim. That when they came up and they saw the giants, Visham, Achimon, Sheshai, Talmai, Yulidia Anak. They saw Achiman, Shishai, and Talmai, the children of the giant. Tana, Achiman, what's the name Achiman? Miyuman Sheba Achim. He was the most powerful of all of them. Shishai, Shemesim es ha'aretz kishchisos. Shishai was called that because he made the land, He ruined the land by stepping on it. Tame shemesim is arid slam tame, and Tame made furrows in the land by walking. And that's how strong he was, or how big they were. Rashi says, let's catch up on some Rashi. Actually, davar acher achimam bana anas bna anas shishai bna alush Tame bana tilbush lidei ha'anek shemanikin chamim kaima kaimasa. What does that mean? It means like this. Davar acher, Achiman bana Anas. Achiman built the city of Anas. Shishai bana Alush. Shishai built the city of Alush. Tamai built bana Talush. And they were called Yilidei Ha'anek, Shemanikin Acham B'mkayman. They made their son into a necklace just because of how tall they were. They were so tall that it looked like the sun was around their necks. Okay, Zukt Rashi. Sakistan Gavyasa, Sakistan Gavyasa is referring to the inner and outer Sakistan. Asavta Vesavta Kokai. Shishman Shavan. They have the same name, just that chaf in the middle. Vehem Achuz Mukav Harim. It's an area that's surrounded by mountains. Vachitzorin Makevas Apnimis. The outer country surrounds the inner one. There's a few examples of that in the world today. But Pashas, none of them are called Sakistan. Rechoik Apnimis Chuz Mehekev Achitzorin Kotzad Mea Parsi. And the inner one was 100 parsi from the edge. And the circumference of the outer one was 1,000 parsi. Minaarza he yatza shaloyliyos b'atzas dora flaga. Asher left because he didn't want to be part of the dora flaga. V'sham achimon. I did the darish shemasa. Once we're darishing names, nami hai. We're going to talk about the giants as well. Because these aren't places, these are people. Shemesim aras arish shechitzos. He made the land into ruins, b'psiosu by stepping on it. B'shisha is loshin asos v'ashever. The shin aichad levada sherish b'teva. The shin is one shin is part of the sherish and the rest is not. Tlamim as kshuros hamachresh is like furrows, rows of the plow. The rachlagusinam shemikas achama doimish etzavare noike va'ele b'chalon arakia. It looked like their necks penetrated the skies, and they were wearing the what's it called, the sun around their necks. Yeah, so Rashi and the Goyim both take out this Davar Acher over here because we don't see these names anywhere. We don't see the names of the cities. It's just that the Gemara is explaining what they built and what they did. Okay. Amar Rishu ben Levi, Amar Rebbe. Asida Rebbe Shatibu Biyad Paras. Rome is going to fall in the hands of Persia. Here, the advice of Hashem that he advised against Edom, and the thoughts that he had upon those who dwell in the south. If they will not be dragged off by the young of the flock, drag them away. And they will not place devastation upon them. Okay. Maskifla Rabba Barula Me Mashma the Heights Iriatson is Paras. Who says that the Pasuk referring to the flock is referring to Persia? You want to say because the Pasuk says Dichseva Aila Shir Isaba Karnayim. Malchim Adai Para said in the vision that Daniel was explaining was a ram with horns, and we said that it's Malchim Paras, the kings of Malchim Paras. Maybe it's Yavan because they're represented by a goat, which is also part of the sign. Maybe Ema Yavan, the Tzvir Hasir is referring to Melch Yavan. Sviyazir is referring to a he-goat. Kisalaka b'chaviv bar surmaki amra kamed ahumei rabbana. So when Chaviv bar surmaki went up, teretz dra, he said in front of one of the rabbana, amalei, he said to him, mandala yada prushik kroi moisif tiyuf to the Rebbe. Someone who does not explain psukim is asking questions on Rebbe. Mait tziri atzayin, what's the tziri atzayin? Zutra da'achoy. It's the youngest of the brothers. The Tani Rabbi Yosef, because Rabbi Yosef said that Tiras is Paras, and Paras is the last one, as we mentioned earlier, the last one mentioned in the pasuk. So Mimela, they're the youngest. We do find elsewhere that the order of the Pesukim is not necessarily by age, but here we seem to be assuming that it is. Amar Rabbi Baruch Hanan, Rabbi Yechon, Amar Shem, Rabbi Yehuda, Bar Bilai. Asida Raimi Shatib will be at Paras. So Rabbi Yehuda Bar Bilai said, Rome is going to fall in the hands of Paras. Kavachaymer. Ma Mikdash Rishon Shebanu B'nei Shem. The Mikdash Rishon was built by B'nei Shem V'chrivu B'nei Kazdim, and the Kazdim destroyed it. Nafl Kazdim Jab Parsim. So the Kazdim were taken over by the Parsim. Mikdash Sheni Shebanu Parsim. So Mikdash Sheni was built by the Parsim, Vichivu Roman, and the Romans destroyed it, and they come from Shem. Ina Din She Yiblu Roman Biad Parsim. So for sure, if the people who built it fell Biad the Kazdim, so for sure the people who knocked it down will fall in the hands of the Parsim. So that's his Kavachemer. Rashi's, yeah, we got some Rashi's over here. Amar Rabbi Shuv ben Levi, Amar Rabbi Garstina, Amar Kameda Umer Rabbanan, Las Kaftadar Barula. They said the question of Barula. He said, can't explain the Psukim. How could he ask a question? Navlu Kazim Biad Parsim Balshatzar, Biad Daryavish, Hamadai, Bekurish, Aparsi, Chosnai, and in the hands of Kurish from Persia. It was his son in law. Okay, fine. Amar Rav, Asida Paras Shatibu Biad Roman. Rav said that Paras is going to fall in the hands of the Romans. So the opposite. Amar Rav Kahana, Rav said to Rav. So if Kahana and Rav Asi said to Rav, Banui Biad Suduri, it's going to be built in the hands of those who knock it down. The builders are going to fall in the hands of the destroyers. Amaluhu, so it's not referring to the Bismarck, it's referring to the people. It's going to be built by, the builders are going to fall in the hands of those who knocked it down. Amaluhu, yeah, in, because there is Malachi. Azoizak the king. Ikida Amri, Amr inhu nami hakasas vibin kanishta. Or they're also sturi, because they also take down shuls. Tanami hak, yasida parash atipu biagrami, chalad the sas vibin kanishta. First of all, they destroy shuls. So they are sturi. And it's the Rebbeinu Shalom's decision. Because we read the second name of Rav, that Mashiach is not going to come until Malchus Roimi takes over the whole world for 9 months. Shenemar, Chenitim ad Eis Yoleda Yolda V'yaser Achi V'shul B'nei Yisrael. They were given to them a time of giving birth, 9 months. And then the brothers will return. B'nei Yisrael return to return to Eretz Yisrael. Rashi says nothing yet. Okay, Tana Rabbana. Kol lishkois shahaya b'mikdash lahaya lehem mezuzah. All the chambers in the base of the mikdash not a mezuzah chutz milishkois parhedrin. Except for this lishkois parhedrin shahaya b'base dir l'kohen galah. Because that's where the Kohen Gadol lived for that week. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, v'halai kamalish kuzayi mikdash shayalim beis dira. There were plenty of places in the mikdash that people dwelled in. V'lo hayalim mezuzah. Lishkos parhedrin gezeira haisa. So really, lishkos parhedrin also didn't really need one. But it was the gezeira. It was only derabana that had a mezuzah. Rashi says, v'halai kamalish kuzayi shalom shemri abayis. For people who watch the mikdash, like you learned at the beginning of Talmud and Midos. Gezerah Hayis L'Kamei Mefayish, Rashi says, the Gemara is going to explain what's this Gezerah that Rabbi Yehuda said. It's a Gezerah Shema Yomru, that we don't want people to say that Kohen Gadol Beis Asurim Hu Chavash, that the Kohen Gadol is in a prison. And Rabbi Yehuda holds a Dira Bal Karcha, it's not called a Dira. Which we'll see on our base. So Mimela, if it's a prison, then if it's about Karach, we don't want people to say that. We're gonna put a mezuzah on it to dispel that. Okay, my time with Rabbi Yehuda. What's the chat, Rabbi Yehuda? So the Gemara, Amar Rabba, Kasar Rabbi Yehuda, Kol Bayis Sheino Aslimos Acham Limos Gishamim. Any house that's not made for the summer and the winter, ain't a bias. It's not considered a bias, and therefore it would be pater from mezuzah. Eis ve'abaye, effect to Gemara, abaye is the question. V'akseh, the pasuk says, v'kesi beis acharif al beis hakayit. strike the Beis HaChoref on the winter house and the summer house. Talking about the people who were, this pasuk in Amos, the people were living a decadent lifestyle. Rosh Hashanah was going to strike their winter home and their summer home. Amalei, Beis HaChoref, Beis Kayetz, Ikri Bayis, Ikri. Those places are called winter home and summer home, but Bayis Stama, Loi Ikri. They're not just called a house. A house, Amazulis Beis Secho, Visharacha, is a house that's for all year round. Rashi says, Eino Bayis, Vigai Mezuzah, Beino Bayis Chashev. You need to have a Bayis Chashev. If it's not a permanent dwelling for all year round, it's not Chashev. So, Zokti Gemara, Eisvei, Abayi, he asked again, Sukkah Sechag Bechag. The Sukkah that we say it on Sukkah, Habolin L'Toiva, Rabbi Yudah Mechayev, Chacham Patron. Rabbi Yudah says, it's chayiv, and the chacham say it's pater. But Tani Allah, what are we being mechayiv in? Rabbi Yehuda says it's mechayiv be'erev. If it's in the mavoy, it needs to, or in the chatzar, it needs to be mishtat, it needs to pitch in for the erev. Mezuzah, it's chayiv mezuzah, that's what we want it for. Ube meiser, and for meiser, it's going to be kaveya. That's enough of a bias for Re'ias Pnei Abayis, to be kaveya that something is chayiv in meisers. Zokt Rashi, Rabbi Yehuda mechayev le'inim ma'aser dekayim lo ina tevel mischayev ma'aser milechol mimeno achilas ara. You don't have to stop eating casually from it. Ad shiur pnei abayis, till it sees the pnei abayis. Shenemar biarti hakodesh min abayis. It's only kodesh once it enters the house. Be'erev in psuch lechatzer, if it's open to a chatzer sheish bashar diris, has other diris in it. Oiseres al kulam, it's going to ask for the chatzer on all of them im loy irve iman, unless they pitch in for the erev chatzeres. It doesn't matter. Rabbi Yehuda is going to be mechayev. So obviously, it's not the reason that he would pater. So v'chiteima. So maybe you'll tell me it's derabanan. Bishlam erev mezuzah iklamim derabanan. I understand that. I could say that the rabbanan mechayev has to pitch in for the erev, and the rabbanan are mechayev that he can aser the chatzar on everybody, and that it's chayev mezuzah derabanan iklamim derabanan. Can you really say that it's kaveya for ma'aser derabanan? Dilma also the frusha benichiyav aptur. Maybe you'll have a problem. You'll have something that's not really chayv and ma'aser, and something that is chayv and ma'aser, and you'll be ma'afrish benichiyav aptur. And you're not supposed to do that. You're supposed to be ma'afrish tevel from tevel in order to fix that. So, we'll stop here, and we'll see the hemshach of that tomorrow. Oh, you're right.